What is the matter with you that you do not hope for honor from God when He created you by successive stages? Surah No. 13:14. Those who support evolutionary creation interpret the words successive stages as meaning going through evolutionary stages. The fact is, however, that the interpretation of the Arabic word atwaran as meaning evolutionary stages is a purely personal one. Atwar is the plural of taru, which means situation, condition, and appears in that form in no other verse of the Quran. The Islamic scholars' interpretation of this verse demonstrate that fact. For example, in his interpretation, Muhammad Hamdi Yazir of El Mali translated the verse as, "He has created you stage by stage through several conditions." He described what these stages are in his commentary on the verse, saying, "According to the explanations given by Abu Su'ud, first come the elements, then nutriments, then mixtures, then sperm, then an embryo, then a piece of flesh, then flesh and bone, and this is finally shaped with a completely different creation." In Imam Al-Tabari's commentary, Surah No. 14th verse is translated as, "In fact, He created you by stages," and interpreted this as meaning, "You were first in the form of a sperm, then He created you as a blood clot, then a small piece of flesh." Omar Nasuhi Bilmin translates the verse as, "In fact, He created you through various degrees," and goes on to interpret it as follows. "He created you through various degrees. You were first of all a drop of sperm, then a drop of blood. You became a piece of flesh and possessed bones. Then you were born as a human being. Are not all these assorted and exemplary occurrences and changes shining proofs of the existence, power, and greatness of a Lord of creation? Why do you not think of your own creation?" As we see here, Muslim scholars agree that the interpretation of the 14th verse of Surah Nuh refers to the process involved in the development of the human being from the joining of a sperm and an egg. That the verse is to be interpreted in this way is clear from the principle of interpreting Quranic verses in the light of the Quranic verses. Because in other verses, God explains the stages of human creation as being those inside the mother's womb. There is not the slightest indication or suggestion in the Quran that the stages of human creation involved evolution from supposedly primitive forms to more advanced ones until finally arriving at man. Therefore, inferring that the word atwaran refers to evolution is a complete violation of the Quran as a whole.